So Rashi is mashkit to kam rechmano. I'm sorry, ve'ema kolchad v'chad. Rashi explains the kasha. Kolchad v'chad yivayr samach l'shkitosu ma'ah. V'imshad teisha yivarenu v'teisha. Maybe it means that the zman ha'biur is right before Hashem. It's mashkit to kam rechmano. L'chil kapel yisho l'zez manu l'zez manu heil v'kabu l'zman yisur shavu v'kabu l'chul l'zman echad kabu. Says it. So like this, if you learn like Tosfos, if Tosfos was writing Rashi, let's have it. Tosfos was writing Rashi. So Tosfos learns that Rav is saying, "Lashishat alchom is dam zifri is the Mishnah later on that there's an issur to shech the korban pesach when you have chomets." So somehow it's megale on Tashbisa that the zman of Lashishat is the same zman as Tashbisa, that the din of Lashishat alchom is dam zifri. Okay. According to Tosfos, there's two different things. The Shishat Al Chomets Dam Zifri is the law of Shkitas HaPesach Al Chomets. Tashbisu, this is Tashbisu, what we're talking about. Really nothing to do with each other. But one is Megala and the other that the Zman of the Shishat is the same as the Zman of Tashbisu. So first of all, if I was Tosfos, I would explain. Then, if Tosfos was writing Rashi, then he should explain that. Doesn't say that in Rashi anyway. And that's the thing that needs to be explained. It's Pashup Shachmi Lamal. Moreover, Rashi doesn't even mention the Mishnah about Lishishka. He doesn't explain what is this law of Lishishka. He should tell me there's a law in Torah Lishishka. We'll learn about it later on in the parak. Later on in the Masechta, rather, the Malad Hashem. It could disappear. Is it still running? Rashi should explain this lach l'shishka chometz, but the Gemara is saying it's a comparison that they have the same zman. None of that appears in Rashi. Doesn't even mention the din of the Mishnah about Ashechet is a chometz and he has Ashechet is a pesach and he has chometz in his yeshus. Moreover, when the Gemara then asks ve'ema kol chad v'chad kishochet, if you're learning like Tosfos. Now, these are really two separate surim. The Gemara is saying that one is missing the Megala and the Zman of the other. So what's the simple way to understand the Gemara's Kasha, the Eim HaKol Chai V'Chad Kishokim? That the Gemara is asking, Mechateisa. Maybe the issue of the Leishishchat is when you shecht, and that has nothing to do with the issue of Tashbisa. And in fact, Taisa is the Pefeish. Taisa says, Zman Shechit Tekom Rechmanu. This is the Gemara's territory. Zman Shechit Tekom Rechmanu, says Taisa. I forgot the emesu, the leishishat al chometz kol chad v'chad kishochet. The emes is that it's like the Gemara's kash. The lashon of Gemara's kash is ve'ema kol chad v'chad kishochet. So Tosfos says, that's really true, that ve'ema kol chad v'chad kishochet. That's the Mishnah in Talmud Nishchat, ha'sheichet ha'sapolet pesach al chometz ayri v'la. So the famous in Tosfos, that the Gemara's kash, ve'ema kol chad v'chad kishochet, means the din of the Mishnah, that you're not allowed to shech chom pesach, that you're not allowed to shech the chom pesach if you have chometz. And the Gemara's kasha ve'ema kol chad v'shochet is maybe the pasuk is just telling me the din of the Mishnah. To which the Gemara answers, "Man shchit the kamer rechmano that there's a gilui from one to the other." But in Rashi, it's very meduik that that's not how Rashi learned the Gemara's kasha ve'ema kol chad v'chad kishochet. Rashi says ve'ema kol chad v'chad kishochet yevayer samach l'shchitosi me'at. That's a given that the mitzvah's beer in this pasuk, but maybe the mitzvah's beer is not at chatzos. Maybe the mitzvah's beer is kol chad v'chad somach l'shkitosim ma'at. Lefit Tosfos, when the Gemara asks ema kol chad v'chad kishochet, the Gemara is asking that who says it's a mitzvah's beer at all? I mean, obviously you have to get rid of it, but who says it's a mitzvah's beer? Maybe it's just a din in the Mishnah. This is chachamot. And I'll be myself, really. Tosis, that emakol chad v'chad kishokad really can't even mean that there should be a mitzvah beer kol echad samach ma'at l'shkitosa. Because Tosis' shita is that when is mitzvah beer? When is mitzvah beer going to Tosis? Kaidim z'man yisuri or after z'man yisuri? Tosis' mitzvah beer is after z'man yisuri. It's a nitum. So it doesn't even make sense to say that the mitzvah of Tashbisu should be that there should be a mitzvah that each person should be mevayer kaidim lizman maybe I should make this point later, but I didn't make it now. The few tesis, how could Tashbisu be in kochad v'chad kishochet? Tashbisu is something you had to do after money, so to be menachik dolav. How could Emma Kochad Bachad Kishokad? What is it going to be? After your chef, you're going to be Menachik Dalav, the Chalmud is going to be Menachik Dalav. Tashbisu is going to be Menachik Dalav with the Sishcha. It doesn't undo the Lav with the Sishcha. How does it undo the Lav with the Sishcha? The Lav with the Sishcha is to have Chalmud where I'm Shechting. After I finish Shechting, there's no Lav anymore. So what am I being, what am I being Menachik? Tosis has to learn, and that is how Tosis learns. But that's, the Emma Kochad Bachad means it has nothing to do with Beer. Maybe it's just the din of the mishnah. But akapanim avada lefit teishes that we're talking about that Rav is invoking the din of the mishnah. This one is megal on the other. Avada is mistabat learned teima kochan v'chad kishok. About the teishes, the Gemara is asking that make a teisa that has anything to do. There has anything to do with beer. There has anything to do with Mrs. Tashbisu. The more answer is no, but there's a Gilim Milsa's man, Shchita, Marachmana, there's a Gilim Milsa that they have the same man. Rashi is doing that, though. Rashi is doing that when the more answer is Kochad v'chad kishokad, we're still going with the son of Mrs. Beer that's being learned out from Lishishchat. The more just says, who says it's a chatzos for everybody? Maybe each person has their own man beer. There's two diukim in Rashi. That Rashi is learning not like Tosfos. One diuk is in the fact that Rashi doesn't mention the din of the Mishnah Tamei Nishka. And he doesn't mention anything about a Gilui Milsa. Rashi should explain what Rava wants. It's a diuk from Rashi's silence. He doesn't mention the din of Lashishka Talchomets. He doesn't mention he mentioned, obviously, the Moses says the Pasuk. But he doesn't explain what the Pasuk is telling me, the din of the Mishnah, that there's an Issa for Shef to come best when you have Talmud. That's the ignom. And he doesn't mention anything about Gilui Milsa from one to the other. That they somehow Gilui Milsa from Tashbisu to Leisishka, from Leisishka to Tashbisu. That's one deal from Rashi's silence. And then there's another deal, which is that when the Gemara asks the Emel Kochad v'chad kishochet, Tosfos understands that to mean, who says one is Megal on the other? Emel Kochad v'chad kishochet, the din of Leisishka, that it says in the Mishnah. And Rashi, the Feirish learns not the way. Rashi learns Emel Kochad v'chad kishochet, is saying that there's that there's a mitzvah's beer, but maybe it's kochad v'chad kishochet, each one saw him from Shrikos and Ma'at. Why did Rashi learn that? Why didn't he learn more like places? So the chayra, that's the chayra, it's mashma, that Rashi learning Pshat and Gemara not like places. That Rashi learning that Leisisha Talchom is Dam Zifri in Agamara, Rav is Rosha, Rav is Darshmin from Leisisha Talchom is Dam Zifri, a new halacha. That doesn't say in that Mishnah. Another level of meaning in the Pasuk. It's a new Rosh. Of course, it didn't come in Nishlat. The Sishat HaChomet, that you're not allowed to shech the Karm Pesach. That's traditional Mikri. You can't shech the Karm Pesach if you have Chomets in your Rishas. Or if you have Chomets, or if you own Chomets. But Rav is saying another halacha. Le Sishat HaChomet, Dam Zifri, when you shech the Pesach, you shouldn't own Chomets. Not mitzad the Dini HaKarm Pesach. Mitzad the Dini have to be considered a mitzvah's beer in the Chomets. And that thing we're here, is Emel Kochad v'chad kishochet. Maybe that, so the Emel Kochad v'chad kishochet. Even according to Yerovah, there's some new mitzvah's beer that says in this pasuk, but maybe this man is Kochad v'chad kishochet. Somach l'shchitosimah. Where it says, no, this man is shchitom rechman. It's understandable that each person has a separate mitzvah's beer. The mitzvah's beer that's misgal in this pasuk is a mitzvah's beer by chatzais for everybody. But the whole thing has nothing to do with the Mishnah Tamei Nishchat. That's why Rashi doesn't say anything about the Mishnah Tamei Nishchat. Then Mr. Shagas Aryeh, we'll talk about the Shagas Aryeh, I'm not sure today or tomorrow, the Shagas Aryeh, in Simon Ayin Ches, he brings Tosfos. He asks kashas on Tosis, so we're going to talk about later. Tomorrow, I guess, at this point. And he's chaylik on Tosis. And he says, no, Rav has nothing to do with the Mishnah Talmud Nishchat. The Rav is saying a new drasha. The new drasha, L'shishat HaChomis Dam Zivchi, there's a mitzvah's beer that says L'shishat HaChomis Dam Zivchi. Don't have chomets. Be mevar chomets bizman pesach. Some of you know bizman hazeh. A new drasha. The tzlach also suggests this mahalach. And the tzlach points out that the emes is two psukim l'shishat HaChomis Dam Zivchi. There's a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, and there's a pasuk in Parshas Shomim, it says like Sizbach. And then it says again in Parshas that it says also l'shishat HaChomis Dam Zivchi. So the tzlach says maybe that's better up, it's hakatudinim. If there's one pasuk, that's in the Mishnah. And that don't shech the Karim Pesach if you have chomets. And then there's another pasuk that tells me a mitzvah's beer. The Shagizai says they even have different halachas. Shagizai says, I mean, for one thing, some of this new pasuk that Rav is dashing, this new din that Rav is dashing is even Bizman Hazeh. Even though there's no Karim Pesach. There's nothing to do. The Torah said you have to be Mevar Pesach, you have to be Mevar Chomets Bizman Karim Pesach. And then it's the new Mishnah, it's only Bizman Abayit. Then he makes another chesed, also the Shagasai. He says, the din of beer chametz, a lot of Rishonim hold that the din of beer, the din of Bayorbay Motzei, the Isser to have chametz is only if it's in your Rishus. But if I own chametz but it's not in my Rishus, a lot of Rishonim hold that you're not in Bayorbay Motzei. The Rabban holds that way. We saw it already in Rabbeinu David in the Ran by Masker and Tzeicha. With the Masker, the Rabbeinu David in the Ran say that nobody owns everybody over much. Zelafishen Shalom, Zelafishen Rishusim. So if I own the Chomets, but it's not in my Rishus, there's a whole school of Rishonim that not everybody over much. What about Leshishat HaChomets? What about the din of the Mishnah Talmud Nishchat? What if I own the Chomets, but it's not in my Rishus, and I shech the Karmel Pesach? So the Shagasai says a perishing Gemara. The Rishlokish holds that you're only over l'shishchat al chametz dam zivchi if the chametz is in the azar. Imoy ba'azar. I think it's Rav Yochanan is chaylik. No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be imoy ba'azar. But even the chaylikim and Rishlokish agree that if it is ba'azar, you're over l'shishchat. Rishlokish says that's the only way you're over l'shishchat. Others say no, you're over l'shishchat elsewhere too. But you're certainly over l'shishchat if it's in the azar. But if it's in the azar, it's not my rishus. Because I don't own the azar. So it's muchuk that the din of l'shishchat chametz dam zivchi is if I own chametz, it doesn't have to be in my rishus. So you see, they have different dinim. The din of the mitzvah tashbisu, Shagasai makes a sakash on Tosfos. We're not up to Tosfos yet. But akapanim, and that's why he prefers this mahalach. But what it brings out is that these are two different halachas. They have different dinim. You can have chametz that you're not over, that you're over l'shishchat chametz, you're over the isur shchitah, but it doesn't have a mitzvah. Doesn't have a mitzvah beer. The whole thing has nothing to do with the Mishnah Talmud Nishchat. The emes is there's a rishon. There's a hagoyis haramach on the side of the Franklin Rambam. You have hagoyis haramach. It's a rishon from Chachmul Unil, and he says the Rambam says there's a mitzvah essay to the mashmas chomus kodim zmanach. It's kodim iser achilo. Mitzvah Tashbisu. So the Haggadah Ramach says, he doesn't know why the Ramach says it's only an essay. It's a lav, l'shishchat HaChomets, it's not Zivchi. And he quotes me like Rav Adashin. The Ramach's not talking about this, the lav of shechting on Karim Pesach when you have Chomets. The Ramach brings down Hilton's Karim Pesach. He's saying, nothing to do with Karim Pesach. You even don't have a Karim Pesach. There's a lav that Tashbisu is not just an essay, Tashbisu is a lav. The shishat al chametz dam zivchi is a love that you have to be mashmas chametz. Chayim is ma'achilos. Chayim is ma'achilos. Dr. Potter, first that the Ramach learned the pshat in this gemara that Rav is saying it's a new halacha, nothing to the korban pesach. It's a lav of Tashmisu. In the Shisha the Chomet Dam Zivchi, it says a lav that you have to be Mashmas Chomet. I think it's found in Rashi.
So what's Rashi saying on Dom and Alice and Oscar being their mayor when he says that we learn if he also come on Minakor, we don't say about comments, we learn how that you're over. He seems to be saying that it's an evil on that Dom and Alice and being Oscar being their mayor.
Because it's a gili too. Even the fidus malach, even the fidus the ramah, that the shishit al chometz dam zifchi is a new lav, is a lav b'fneyatzma, the after mashbis chometz. It's also megal and tashbisu. That's muchach in the hemshach gemara, because the gemara brings tani nami yochi ach biyamarishin tashbisu sotmi b'tekim. Rashi is just saying the din is that you have an isser, you're not allowed to have. Rashi really talking about isser chila and isser and bayo. But what's it? The din is that it's there's an isser shahir from chatzos. That's what Rashi really is talking about. Chometz in a osam in a teir bayo, ubachila ela mishay shoyis, mishaavu shay shoyis. Rashi really told my wife not osam in the morning. So isser chila and isser shahir is only isser bayo. It's only after chatzos. Rashi didn't say a word about Tashbisu, by the way. Rashi saw that value, because Rashi holds it, once you have an Issa Shia, that Rashi holds it, once you have an Issa Shia, it's Megala and Issa Achila and Abalyoma and Balyoma and Matsiya as well. So Rashi says that, so how do you know this man is Chatzos? That's what Rashi said. How do you know this man is Chatzos? He's not talking about Tashbisu per se, he's talking about everything else that follows. So how does someone's man is Chatzos? So it depends. According to Abaye, from Achalo, and according to Rav, from Achbayim, Achbayim Rishon. But it happens still to be true that according to Rav, Achbayim Rishon is allowed. Yeah.
Rabbi Rav is saying, it seems to be that Rav is really saying that there's this new din of those Mishal Bamas. Then in Tanya Abihaki, it's bringing a different aspect, it's bringing a different aspect of those Mishal Bamas, and bringing the aspect that's from Gala on Hashbis.
Because the Gemara is only interested in the Halakha Lamaisa that there's a din of Hashbos Sa'ar. We already saw by Bali Bloy Motzi, the girl called the Ashbosasar. The more said, how do you know you have Ashbosasar from Khamak? But Ben Ramayor, Ben Rabu, the Khamak, Mishay Shoys, and Maya is awesome. Where did it come from? So Abai said, because it comes from the Mashmois of Tashbisu. Tashbisu can't mean Tezvol, because it's logically contradictory for it to mean Tezvol. If it doesn't mean Tezvol, it means you dal it. And the Chesed of Chatzos, the more is Achol, Achol. And Rava says, it's not because of a logical contradiction in Tashbisu. I don't know why he doesn't want to look at Abai, but it's not because of a logical contradiction in Tashbisu. It comes from Lashishat al Chomes Dam Zivchi, which is a lav to be Makai and Chomes from this man of Shrikus Apesa. And the Mela, that's Megal and Tashbisu as well. Because you're not going to have Tashbisu after. And the Mela is Megal and Tashbisu as well.
Just a second.
Yeah, what are you saying?
You have to say
that
he says earlier,
I'm not going to be the Sreifa. We're going in Rashi Kashbisu. The Sreifa is
kind
of Chatzai's. Yeah, Kashbisu only starts with Lechachah. No, you see it as well. I'll leave it to Emes, even if I'm wrong.
You have to say that. Kashbisu also starts with it. Also, when you're the Sreifa, you'll have to talk Chatzai's.
But how do maybe it's Hakana? I mean, how do I know? Because it's a Gili. The Firashi, maybe this is what you mean. The Firashi, the Chara, Tashmishu is not only Kaim Chatzais, after Chatzais. Tashmishu is also Kaim Chatzais. Achalot means, there's a Tashmishu of Chatzais, but there's also a Tashmishu of Kaim Chatzais. If according to Rava, it's only learned that from the Tzishka Talcham is Dam Zivchi, Man Shchit Omer Achmona. That there's and just at the lav of the Sishka Tata, the lav of the Sishka Tata, this lav of Bir Chometz that you learn out from the Sishka is Megala on the Mitzvah's Essay of Tashbisu as well. Like Bir Chometz is a lav in an essay. So it's an essay of Tashbisu and it's a lav of the Sishka. And the Sishka is Man Shchito. So Melis Megala, the essay is also Man Shchito. If that's Shittus Rashi, but we know that Shittus Rashi is that the Sreif is Kaidim Chasais. So there's a tashbisu that's in the morning of Yudal. Where did that come from? That's not Zman Shchita. How does the Sisha tell me that there's a mitzvah straight for Kaidim Chatzos? I mean, maybe it's not straight. You see, when the Gemara have me, the Emek L'chav V'chav P'shochet, Rashi says, Somach L'shchita Sima'ach. The mitzvah's biur is samach to the din sreifa. The mitzvah's biur is always samach to the shchita. So if it was kol chad v'chad kishachet, it would be samach to each person's shchita. But now that it's the zman shchita of everybody, so it's samach the zman shchita ma'at. The mitzvah's biur b'kum ba'esrei. There is a mitzvah's biur b'kum ba'esrei. But how does it learn that? Yeah, tashvisu is a mitzvah's biur b'kum ba'esrei. But the mitzvah's biur b'kum ba'esrei is samach to this mana iser. So this mana iser, that's the lav of biur, that's the lav of the shishat hachamim, that's the lav of not being mevar, that's this mana shchita. But the essay of tashbisu, which is its twin, is always samach na'at. You have to do the kum ba'esrei, samach na'at, k'dei she'em mush b'sach hakaf. That doesn't change, that's still true. Because how do we know it's all happening in Yedalei b'chatzos? Because there's a lav, because the tashbisu has a lav too. And when you violate the law, you violate the law in this man shchita. You violate the law in this man shchita by not having been mashmas. But when is the essay? Samach ma'at. Samach ma'at, that's ma'at. No, anyway. Okay, good. We'll stop here. Next time we'll take a look at places.
Thank you, Rabbi Gutchavis.